USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A candlelight vigil is being planned tonight in Virginia. Katie Lewis has more.
A candlelight vigil is planned Monday night in Virginia to honor the victims of last week's Walmart shooting. A prayer vigil was held Sunday night for the victims of a gunman who killed six co-workers and then himself. The Chesapeake City Council is calling a special meeting Monday to confirm an emergency declaration. This will free up money to support the families and help with recovery efforts. Investigators cleared the crime scene over the weekend. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The gunman who targeted a Buffalo, New York supermarket plans to plead guilty on Monday to killing 10 people and wounding three others. That's according to lawyers representing victims' relatives. 19-year-old Peyton Gendron is scheduled to appear in Erie County Court for a hearing that was postponed for a week by a snowstorm. The 25-count grand jury indictment includes charges of murder, murder is a hate crime, and domestic terrorism motivated by hate. At least four people have been killed and dozens more injured after an offshoot of Al-Qaeda attacked a popular hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, overnight. Battling continues at the Villa Rose Hotel, which is popular with government officials. Police say an unknown number of assailants, armed with explosives and guns, are involved. The Al-Qaeda affiliate is called Al-Shabaab, and they have claimed responsibility. Sixty-three-year-old Irene Cara, actress and singer of fame and Flashdance in the early 80s, died over the weekend in Largo, Florida, a suburb of Clearwater. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Two men in their mid-60s were trapped for 7 hours inside a small plane, tangled in live wires about 100 feet from the ground after it crashed into power lines in Maryland Sunday evening. The single-engine aircraft crashed into the high-tension wires as it prepared to descend towards Montgomery County Airport, that's in Gaithersburg, around 5:30 p.m. local time. William Smouse was a witness during the rescue.
We can see the light in the cockpit of the cell phone from the pilot. We did hear that they called in to say they were okay. So it's pretty scary.
As crime in Philadelphia continues to be a problem, four students were shot last week. Tony Maruso reports.
Four Overbrook High School students were shot Wednesday morning shortly after being dismissed for the Thanksgiving break. Two 15-year-old girls were injured and two 16-year-old boys were also injured. Police said all students were taken to local hospitals and are in stable condition. There has been no word on what led to that shooting. Tony Wallington, the Philadelphia School District Superintendent, spoke about the plans to keep students safe.
This is a law enforcement matter. We appreciate law enforcement's swift response. On the school district side, we will continue to invest in our Safe Pass program. Chief Kevin Bethel and his team are working on that around the clock, making enhancements and improvements, and we're going to redouble our efforts and continue to work with the city and the state to address this unacceptable problem in Philadelphia.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.